Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, we love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. We're to be ministers of reconciliation, bringing the lost into the kingdom of God. Amen. So all of us have a part. Amen. So be a participator, not a spectator. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Have an attitude of receiving. Have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. He's got something for you. Don't let him go. You got him. He's got you, man. So receive from him. Amen. Praise God. I think last week I've been saying, you know, be like a little sponge and suck it all up, you know. And yeah, last week we talked about it. I'm going to give you a shotgun Bible blast, you know. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por el video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para ustedes. Amen. So praise God. And today we're going to be talking about this. Something we don't talk enough about is the power of praise and worship. Amen. So let's remember that. Ooh, hallelujah. I've got a whole lot of things I want to share with you. But just be prepared to receive. God has something for you. Amen. And none of them include defeat. He's not finished with you. He's got great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available to him. Let go and let God. Amen. So let's remember that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And see yourself the way he sees you. How do he see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. Amen. So you see yourself that way. Amen. So praise God. I'm excited. So you know what? Let's make this confession before we get going. Amen. Amen. So grab your swords, grab your Bibles, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, I'm excited. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So prepare yourselves to receive. I got a couple of scripture nuggets or breaks that I want to read at you first before we get going. Amen. And one of them is this. Your attention. Scripture break says, your attention. The devil is constantly striving for your attention. The battlefield is the mind. How is he going to talk to you? He's going to talk to you through your mind. Amen. He's going to put some thoughts there, but you don't have to go and repeat, and you don't have to go and do what he's telling you to do. Because some of those things are not nice. Amen. Since the Bible is, the devil is constantly striving for your attention. The minute your feet hit the floor in the morning, he's right there to place cares, anxieties, worries, fears, doubt, frustrations, stresses, sicknesses, and so many more. Amen. Can you relate? You know. But you know what? You got to renew your mind, and you got to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Man, you got a choice right then to have a bad attitude. Man, this is a bad day. This is bad for me. Man, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay back down. Amen. No. Start confessing the word. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert and watch out for that great enemy of yours, the devil. Prowls around as the roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Man, even if you think the bad things you want to say or come out, you know, don't say them. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, so don't go around confessing the wrong things. Be positive. Amen. And say, thank you, Lord. This is the day you've given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Don't matter how the weather is outside. Amen. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, when I was in the world, I wouldn't let anything stop me from going doing what I wanted to do. So what about now? You know, thank God it's Sunday. I'm going to church. Thank God this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So, hey, you know what? My attitude's changed. I'm a child of God now. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm a blessing going somewhere to happen. I've told you this before. You're the closest thing to God, to Jesus. Some people be around. How are you going to act? How are you going to behave? Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Proverbs 4:20 says this, my son, give attention to my word. Incline your ears to all my sayings. Amen. And James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God. You resist the devil, and he's going to flee from you. Amen. He's going to flee. He don't want to hang out with you. Amen. Woo. I'm magnifying him, not the problem. Amen. And I'm letting positive things flow out of me. If it don't line up with the word of God, don't confess it. Don't say it. Put a guard on your lip. Don't be hung by the tongue, because it'll choke you. Amen. It'll want to strangle you. Amen. But don't. You know what? All you have to do is be obedient. Just because it pops in your head doesn't mean it's got to pop out of your mouth. Amen. Say, wait a minute. That's not going to bless God. That's not going to bless brothers and sisters so-and-so. I don't care how ugly they are to you. Best thing to do is renew your mind. Say, Lord, I need your strength right now. Because you know what I want to do. I want to choke them. I want to lay hands on them. I just want to get my 1-2 punch, you know. How many times do you think Jesus wanted to do that? But he says, Father, I need your strength right now. He says, the Bible says he could have called a legion of angels to save him. He could have told the Father, you know what? I cancel this mission. I don't want to fulfill this mission. But he didn't. Man, you want to see a strong hero? You want to see a strong person? Jesus allowing himself to be crucified. Amen. He could have called a legion of angels to be saved, but he didn't. He was strong enough. I mean, we go through some minor things, you know, and we say, oh, my God, this is so hard, you know. Woo, hallelujah. Where was I? Remember, the devil has no power. Jesus defeated him. He's a defeated foe. But you have to. He has no authority. You have to take your authority. Amen. It's there. Submit yourself to God. You resist him. You take authority, and he'll flee from you. How are you going to take authority? You're going to confess the word of God. You're going to confess the word. Amen. Praise God. When you wake up every morning and pray with praise on your lips. We're going to be talking about praise. With praise on your lips. A song in your heart. And confessing the word. Nothing can stop you. Amen. Nothing can stop you except yourself. You just want to be ruled by your flesh and say, I'm going back to bed. I don't want to go out in the world because they got all kinds of problems out there. They got all kinds of giants waiting for me. So I'm just going to hide myself and do nothing. Well, you're defeated already. You know what? You're being defeated by a defeated foe, the devil. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo, hallelujah. That's one of them. I got another one for you. It says, walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. But some of us are walking by sight and not by faith. Living by faith is not something you try. It's a lifestyle. Don't be surprised when things get tough at times. You know that already. Have you read Jesus' story? Things got tough for him. He didn't back down. Amen. He didn't magnify the problem. But know that you'll always come out on the top if you endure tough times as a child of God. Satan will be challenging you. Keep standing by faith, even when things look bad. Do it when things are hard. Do it when things are easy. Stand by faith, because faith pleases God. If you refuse to faint and fall away, you will have victory. You're walking by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. You write that down and you go check it out for yourself. And you know what? We're so blessed. We have so many translations you can look at. Amen. But it says, for we, and you can personalize that. For I, Jose, walk by faith and not by sight. But you know what? We've got it all reversed. And we're walking by sight and not by faith. Amen. It's just like we're magnifying the problem and not Jesus. We forget so easy. No, it's a lifestyle. Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And Hebrews 11:6, just go there and check it out. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And you know what? Jesus walked by faith the whole time. And he's our greatest example. If you're going to copy somebody, copy him. Imitate him. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, so, you know, I'll read you one more, and then we'll get in our lesson here. It says, you're a winner. failure is following or falling down and it refuses to get up. That's what failure is. It's falling down and refusing to get up. Failure is when you stop trying. Let failure be your faithful teacher and not your undertaker. Failure defeats losers, but inspires winners. Failure is not final where God and love exist. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Philippians 4:13, you can go there. I can do all things. Jose can do all things. Personalize that. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You need strength, you go to him. You know, you don't drink one of them energy drinks. You don't go and drink a booze, okay? You don't go and take you some drugs. Man, you know what? You can get high on that stuff, but you know what? When you come down, you're going to have worse problems. Amen? But you know what? Get high on the Most High, Jesus. Amen? And you can stay high all the time. Amen? Ain't nobody can catch you and say, man, you was high on this stuff, you know? Well, that's Jesus. Ain't no law against that. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, here we go. Thank you, Carmen. This is the power of praise and worship. Oh, man. You know, I've had people tell me this. You know, I only go and listen to the word. I skip all the testimonies. I skip all the praise and worship. I just go to hear the word. But listen, look at this. There's power in the praise and worship. And I'm going to read you a story in a few minutes. Keep going. This we, I forgot to put the we, but or I was created to praise and worship Jesus. Amen. Because he paid a price he didn't owe, and I owe a debt I cannot pay. Amen. Hallelujah. So show your love and appreciation to him. Keep going. Man, these are good. Well, you can leave it right there, Carmen. We're talking about praise and worship. Amen. The power. It's no weakness. It's power and praise and worship. You know, he says, make a joyful noise. Some of you have been around me and you run when you hear me sing. But I'm making a joyful noise unto God. And, you know, I'm focusing all my attention to him. And I'm giving him everything. And I'm singing the best I can. But you guys are running. And you know what? He's listening. And he's loving it. Amen. He likes it. I'm going to read you a story to stir you up. Amen. He says to stir ourselves up each and every day when he wakes you up. Stir yourself up in him. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. I got another day to serve you. Well, listen to this. You know this, but I'm going to tell you who it is. It says, two men beaten, chained, and thrown in the darkest part of prison. We're talking about way down in prison. Low as you can go. It says their backs ache, their future is uncertain, and the air is thick with discouragement. Yet instead of grumbling, instead of complaining or cursing, I used to be a cursing champ. No, I still know them. And guess what? They don't come out of this mouth anymore. But I know them. Hallelujah. So listen. Their backs are aching. Their future is uncertain. Their air is full of discouragement. Instead of groaning, grumbling, and complaining, or cursing, do we get this? They begin to sing praises. Woo, hallelujah. They begin to sing praises unto God. And they weren't real quiet. You know, it says the prisoners, all the prisoners heard them. And their voices, says the voices loud and echoing through the prison walls. Suddenly, the ground shakes. The chains fall off, and the prison doors swing wide open. Amen. What's coming against you? What's bothering you? Amen. You know what? Hey, I don't know what else to do except say thank you out of gratitude. Say thank you and start singing praises unto him. I don't care if you know the words. Just hum it. He knows. He knows. Well, you know what? Sometimes when we cry, he knows. Amen. You don't have to say a thing. Lord, I just want to rededicate myself to you. You guys are running. You guys never accepted him. Now's the time. Now's the time. This is the best time. Amen. So, chains fall off. Prison doors swing open. Listen, Paul and Silas singing praises in prison. You know, some of us will sing when we got a crowd around us. Amen. Man, I used to sing all kind of ungodly things. And people around, you know what? I'm just showing off. We come to church, man, we're quiet as a mouse. We can't say anything. Oh, man, I don't want them to know. When we was out there full of stuff, you know, we didn't care. Man, we sing. We get jump on tables, you know, and do all kinds of stuff. And people just watching. They say, man, this guy's crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy for the enemy. I'm just doing and getting attention and showing myself off. But listen to this. Listen to this. You can write this down or go get yourself this tape. It says, praise and worship are not just songs that we sing. Man, this is time to change your attitude here. Praise and worship are not just songs we sing. It says, they are spiritual weapons that shift the atmosphere and break chains. It told us right there. Paul and Silas sang songs, and you know what? The doors flew open, and the chains fell off. So whatever it is that's got you locked up, whatever it is that's holding you, you know what? Start singing praises unto God, and you know what? Those doors are going to open, and those chains has got to fall off. Amen. Jesus set them free. He's going to set you free. You know, I was telling the church here earlier, nowadays, if the doors fly open and the chains fall off, there won't be nobody around. Everybody take off. But you know what? When the guard saw that the doors were open and the chains were off, you know what? He went to kill himself. Paul says, don't kill yourself. We're all here. Nowadays, everybody be gone. But he says, we're all here. You know, whoo, hallelujah, man, that blesses me. So listen, I'll read it to you again. Praise and worship are not just songs you sing. Oh, man, well, I've sang that song before. Oh, man, you know, sing something else, you know. Oh, I don't like that song, you know. Why don't you change your attitude? You know who you're singing it to? You're singing it unto Him. I don't care if it's the same song all the time. I'm sorry, Lord, this is the only song I know. It's okay. He loves it, man. When it's from your spirit and your heart, He cares. Amen. I'm singing it unto Him. I don't care who, brother, sister, so-and-so, perfect sister, so-and-so, brother, perfect so-and-so. They know everything. But you know what? They're just spectators. I'm participating. I'm a participator. And Lord, I'm doing this unto You. Sometimes I got to close my eyes because I don't want to see the rest of them just doing nothing. Like, man, nothing happened. Hurry up, man, Pastor. Game starts in half an hour. Well, you know what? Just don't show up if all you want to do is meet a quota. I'm here, Lord, to bless You. I'm here to praise You, Lord. Praise and worship You. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So praise and worship is not just songs we sing. They are spiritual weapons that shift the atmosphere, the situation, the circumstances, and break the chains that are holding you, that are bonding you, that are keeping you bound. Amen. Woo. Man, so listen, praise and worship, praise, power release as I submit every day. Amen. Woo. It's power release. There's power there. And worship is worthy our risen Savior. Him I'll praise. Praise God. Pretty soon we're going to be celebrating Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Amen. He's risen. We don't serve a crucified God. We serve a risen God. Amen. And He's not in that cross anymore. He's not in the grave anymore. He's in heaven. He says at the right hand of God, a place of authority. Woo, hallelujah. Bless. Praise is honoring God. Listen, you need to take this picture or you need to write this down. It says praise is honoring God for what He has done. And worship is honoring God for who He is. And gratitude is just being grateful and thankful. I got another one for added. I didn't put on there, but gratitude is changes everything. When you're grateful, things change. I'm just being grateful, Lord. Thank You for this beautiful day You've given me. Amen. And it's going to change things. It's going to change my attitude. What about this day? Well, it's snowing, it's raining, it's freezing outside. You know what? I'm still going to praise Him. He says, rejoice and be glad in this new day I've given you. And I want you to know this. Look at this one. Keep going, Carmen. Praise and worship, or say praise, is a weapon. It's a spiritual weapon that we can use. You know, I'm not magnifying my problem. I'm not magnifying the enemy. I'm magnifying my God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. So praise is a weapon. Keep going. It says, when you enter His presence with praise, He'll enter your circumstances with power. You see power? I mean, it's big. He enters your circumstances with big power. Okay? So praise God. You know, whatever circumstances you're going through, have you released it? Have you confessed it? Have you let go and let God? He knows what to do with it. You don't. And you're still carrying on. He don't need your help. What He needs you to do is confess it to Him and leave it there. Don't take it back. Amen. You don't go to the dumpster or your trash can and take your trash back out. You dump it in there. That's trash. I don't need this. You don't need that. Leave it with Him. He knows how to deal with it. You know why? Because He's got a mission for you. And He don't want all His extra cares and weights holding you back. And He don't want you to be concerned about. Renew your mind with the Word of God and press on. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm preaching better than you. Amen at me now. All right, leave it right there. Leave it right there. Acts 16. Again, we just read this a few minutes ago, but it says in the King James, and at the midnight hour, listen, I'll be asleep by then. I don't want to be up. At the midnight, it says Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto who? To God. And the prisoners heard them. So I'm telling you, they were not real silent. Oh, everybody sleep, so you guys be quiet. No. They were loud. Amen. But you know, here's the attitude, though. Attitude changed. They weren't mad. They weren't grumping or complaining. They were praising God. Amen. They sang praises. They prayed and sang praises. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the 26 says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all. I don't know how many there was, but there was a lot. All doors were opened and everyone's bands were loose. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the best. That's God coming in with power. You know, hallelujah. So hopefully the guy working the prisons there, he had to go fix all the doors. I don't know. They just flew open. Man, I got to go fix all them doors now. You know what? I got carried away and I wanted to read this to you and the praise team this morning. I just want to thank them because. And the Lord gave me this morning when I was studying. It says garment of praise. And the song goes like this. It says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Whatever heavy stuff is coming upon you, put on the garment of praise, just like Paul and Silas, and start singing on the hymn. It says, let the oil of gladness fall down from your throne. It says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, for your joy is my strength alone. My strength alone. Amen. So it says, make these broken, weary bones rise to dance again. Amen. Man, I know, hey, when I was in the world, I was dancing all over the place. Man, I go find me where they're having to dance. And sometimes I get so high or get so drunk, I just dance myself. But it says, make these broken, weary bones rise to dance again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, wet this dry and thirsty land with a river. Lord, your eyes are fixed on you. Our eyes are fixed on you. And we are waiting for your garland of grace as we praise your name. Woo, hallelujah, man. That was awesome. So praise God. You know what? Garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, none of this stuff should have you. Because you got to renew your mind. The battlefield is the mind. But you know, when this heaviness tries to come on you, when things are looking bad, you know what? Put on the garment of praise. Just start praising Him. Amen. Hallelujah. What else? Keep going. It says, Isaiah 43:21, easy to read version says, I made them. God said, I made you. And they will sing songs of praise to me. So why are you excluding yourself? Amen. You know, he paid a price. He sacrificed his son. God sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life. And we're just, trying to be tough. Amen. But he said, I created them so they could sing songs of praise to me. Amen. And the New King James says, these people I have formed for myself. You see, myself with a capital M says, they shall declare my praise. Amen. Ooh, man. Hallelujah. So you know what? Don't pass up on a chance to praise him. Praise and worship him. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. John 4, 23 and 24, easy to read version says, but the time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In fact, the time is now here. And these are the kinds of people that Father wants to be his worshipers. Amen. God is spirit. So the people who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Same thing with the King James says. But the hour is coming, and it now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Again, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Ooh, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know what? If you got your Bible, open it up to Psalms 150. The whole thing, we're going to focus on one scripture, but the whole thing is a blessing. Amen. So you watching, you listening, just grab your Bible and open it up to Psalms 150. As a matter of fact, this is the last psalm in the book of Psalms. Amen. Praise God, praise God. But it goes like this. It says, it starts like this. It says, let everything praise the Lord. Everything is what? Everything. It says, I've got it in the, we'll read the scripture in the Amplified also. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. And dance. Amen. I don't care if you got the latest moves. And I can't do some of the latest moves with this aches and this joints popping and crackling there. It says, praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbal. Praise him with the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So, did you count how many praises there is there? But verse 6 says this. New King James says, let everything that has breath, if there's breath in you, praise them. It says, praise the Lord. It says, praise the Lord. Amen. The Amplified says this. It says, let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. It says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. So you know what? You're not excluded. You ain't dead yet. Nobody's buried you yet. Amen. Well, a lot of us have given up. You know, don't give up. Amen. You know how many opportunities Jesus had to give up? But you know what? We can do what Jesus did. He went to the Father and says, Father, I need you. I need your strength. We can do the same thing. Lord Jesus, I need your strength. This is the day you have given me, and I need the strength. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in you. Yes. And I'm going to be obedient to what the Word of God tells me. Amen. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Giving up is when you give up and you just say, you know what? You quit. Well, he didn't put quitters here. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. See yourself a winner, not a loser. Amen. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the same thing with Psalms 100. So let's go back a little bit. And we all know these, okay? But you know what? It's good to open the Word and read from the Word. That's what we teach from, the Word of God. Amen. It says, a song of praise and joy. Yes. Amen. But it goes like this. It says, Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye land. And you know what? I always make a joyful noise unto him. You guys, stop running away. It says, serve the Lord with sadness. Okay, yeah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Yes. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Yes. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Verse 4 says this. New King James says, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Amen. And be thankful to him and bless his name. Amplify says, enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. Bless and praise his name. Amen. So you know what? We just got to get in the word and see what the word of God says, and then be obedient to what it says and start confessing his word. Remember, he's put you here to be a minister of reconciliation. You know what the Lord went through to bring me to where I'm at? You know what he went through to bring you to where you're at? Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there never heard yet. But you know what? As I said before, you're the closest thing to Jesus. They'll be around. You're the closest thing to the Word of God. They'll be around. So you know what? Let the Word of God flow through you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah, praise God. And they'll see, man, I want what you got. You're always happy, man. It's bad out there, going through all kinds of stuff. But you know, you always have joy in you. Yeah, because the greater one is in you. And they're seeing that, so I want what you got. Just tell me what it is. It says, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I spend time with him. I read his word, and you can have the same thing. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And he'll come. And you know what? He's going to change you. Amen. You're going to change. You're going to want to change. It's a lifestyle now. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says that old things are past. Yeah. All things have become new. Yeah. I'm a new creature in Christ. You may still see the old person, but you know what? I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is forgotten. The old is past. And I've been born again. And so I'm a new creature in Christ. See yourself the way he sees you, not the way people want you to be. And be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. Amen. We're not going to finish this today. We're not trying to. Psalms 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth. The Amplified says, the Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who called upon him sincerely and in truth. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I've got it here. It says, it's there, Carmen. Just find it. Just skip a few. It's 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And you can go and you can find it. Keep going. Keep going. We'll go back to those. Keep going. That's okay. Thank you, Lord. That's okay. Well, you got it, okay? But anyway, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 in New King James says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And it says, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? If nobody ever told you that, now you know. He paid a price, and he bought you back. He bought us back, so now we don't own ourselves. We're his. It says, 20, for we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And the Amplified goes a little longer, but it goes, says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? Amen. His Holy Spirit is in you. So you don't have to shout, you know. He's there. He can whisper to him. He's right there with you. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews, he talks about he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with you. You can't leave him and go to work. He's in you. This, as long as you have this body and it's here, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's where he dwells, in you. So don't go around saying, I think when you said it Wednesday, you know, something told me and something was telling me to do this and do that. Well, that something is the Holy Spirit. Don't go calling him it or something. You know, it's the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is telling me, go to church. From God, and you are not your own property. 20 says, you were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. Amen. You don't know what else to do. Say, Lord, I dedicate myself to you. Thank you, Jesus, for paying a price for me. With his own blood, he purchased you. So you don't belong to yourself. You belong to him. So you know what? You start living for him, and your lifestyle is going to change. Your attitude is going to change. You're going to start worshiping him, praising and worshiping him, you know. Amen. So praise God. You're magnifying him and not this world or not this problem. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Now you can go back, Carmen. Yeah. It says, Jeremiah 29:13, New Living Version says, you will look for me and find me when you look for me within your heart. He's there for you in your spirit. It says, New King James, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You don't have to go far. He's right there. Amen. See? So, like I said, you can't leave him and say, I'm going to work. You stay right there. No, he ain't going to do that. What we do best sometimes is we ignore him. And we don't talk to him. He says, I'm knocking, but you ain't letting me in. You don't want to talk with me. You know what Christianity is all about? Christianity is about relationship. Have relationship with him. Amen. He didn't hide when he went to the cross. He didn't hide when it was time to take a beating and take all them stripes and humiliated and embarrassed. He didn't hide, so don't you go hiding yourself. Amen. Come on now. Go. Keep going, Carmen. Now, praise and worship says the untaught and the taught. The untaught is this. We got lots of people that come to church just to spectate. Man, did you see who was there? Oh, man, did you see what she was wearing? Did you see what he was wearing? Oh, did you see what they were doing? Oh, my God. So spectators, they're untaught. They haven't been taught. But they don't take part. They don't join in. They're just onlookers. They're watching. They're watchers. They look on. They fly. There's a fly on the wall. They're just viewers, observers, eyewitnesses, bystanders, non-participants, sightseers. Amen. So we don't want to be that. Spectators. He didn't put you here to be a spectator. He put you here to be a participator. You know, he called you. He's anointed you. He's equipped you to fulfill whatever it is he called you to do. Whatever mission he called you to do, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Just remember that. He didn't forget about you. But he didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. So you could do all things through him. And he didn't put you here to be a spectator. He put you here to be a participator. Participators have been taught. Take part. Engage. Join. Share. Partake. Cooperate. Help. Assist. Go in for and pitch in. Man, I'm going to jump in. Yay. You know, I'm just going to touch the water and see if it's cold enough or warm enough for me. No. It says, just take the plunge. That's what Jesus did when he came. He didn't just hold back. He just took the plunge. He says he's going to fulfill what Father called him to do. Amen. So, hallelujah. Be a participator and not a spectator. Amen. So, praise God. It says, excuse me. It says, praise and worship. It says, praise and worship. We're going to see you in a few minutes about the Bible shows us that servants of God worship him not only in words, but they used their very bodies to demonstrate their devotion to Him. If nobody ever told you this, now you know. And I got scriptures for all these. Amen. So you can take a picture of it. Well, I'll give you a sheet later on. But, you know, it's okay to lift your hands. You know, when I was in the world and I was at the bar, man, something going good, man. Hallelujah, man. That's a great song, man. We're praising the world. Amen. When I was at the game, you know, somebody hit a home run or scored a touchdown. Hallelujah, man. And guess what? I'm not going to sit. I'm going to stand up. Man, this is a happy time, a joyful time. You're going to stand up and you're going to participate. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So you lift your hands. Psalms 141, 2, New King James says, let all my prayers be set before you as incense. Says the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Amen. So these are all things it's okay to do. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do that. We got scripture for it. If it's in the scriptures, I'm going to do it. Amen. Praise God. And some people don't know how to do it. Man, you're so lucky. It ain't about luck. It's about being blessed. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, clapping your hands, man. Hey, we're in the world, you know, and something said or whatever, and everybody claps. Yay, man. Praise the Lord, you know. Well, it's okay to clap your hands. Thank you, praise and worship leader. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you've done for me. It's okay to clap. Says Psalms 47 and 1, New King James. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. It's okay to do this. Don't just come sit and be quiet. Don't just come sit and do nothing. I've seen you out there. I've seen you at the ballpark. I've seen you at the bar. I've seen you other places. And you know what? Man, you was lifting your arms. You was clapping, man. You were doing all kind of stuff. You was dancing. Come on now. We come to church and I don't want nobody to know. But we've already seen you. Says clapping your hands, says bowing down. It's okay to bow down to Him. Amen. It says Psalm 95 and 6. It says, oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. So bowing down and kneeling is okay. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Jesus bowed down. He kneeled to the Father. Amen. So can we. I'm doing this unto Him. And we got scriptures. You can check out the scriptures. Kneeling, again, it says, let us bow down and let us kneel to the Lord our God. So kneeling, Psalms 95 and 6. Dancing, Psalms 149 and 3, says New King James, let them praise His name with the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the tremble and the harp. And you know, I've got a scripture for you. I'm not going to read it right now, but David danced before the Lord. Amen. So it's okay to dance. You know, hey, I've seen you on the dance floor. You ain't holding back. You come to church, man, you stiff as a board. We can't get nothing out of you until we say you're dismissed. And man, everybody runs out. All of a sudden, man, whoo, you've been released. All of a sudden, you come alive. Amen. Let's not do that. He didn't back down. He didn't cower down. He didn't chicken out, you know, when it was time for Him to go and be crucified. So, who are we? You know, hey, pay Him back. You know, thank you, Lord. Just be grateful. Again, gratitude changes everything. Amen. So, amen, we're going to stop there, and we're going to continue this next Sunday about power and praise and worship. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Did you receive, church? Yeah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. You know, some of you are watching, some of you are listening. You might be running from Him, but it's time to rededicate yourself. And know He wants you back, you know. He wants you back. He didn't run you off, you ran yourself. Yeah. You know what? Because we let the world in. Amen. We got to renew our minds to the things of God. Renew our commitment to Him. Amen. Amen. Or if you have never accepted Him, now is the time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to change Amen. He wants you to change, and you need to change. Amen. Get yourself to a Bible-based church where they preach the Word of God. Get yourself a Bible so you can start seeing what the Word of God says and get that Word in you so it can come out of you. And things are going to change. Man, with an attitude of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. And then that's going to change everything. Praise God. So rededicate yourself to Him and start serving Him again. He didn't take His call from you. You walked away. Yeah. Amen. So praise God. Big or small, doesn't matter. Start serving Him again. Amen. Praise God. You have sickness in your body? Just say, you know, there's no sickness in heaven for Him to give you. He took it at the cross. He took the stripes at the cross. So by Jesus' stripes, I am well. I am healed. I don't receive no sickness in my body. No malfunctions in my body. Everything working well. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And you know what? I speak it. And say, body, line up with the Word of God. I'm confessing the Word of God so you be well and you be healed. And everything function in the way He created to function. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. And it's time to give. So just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Or by mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Or Cash App. Just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. So know that there's power in praise and worship. Amen. So God bless you. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.